Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. She's founder of the award-winning blog, BestSmallBizHelp.com. She's the professor of business at The King's College in Manhattan, New York City. She's the author of a book called Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she is here to talk to us about some very important things. Dawn Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Jim.
Well, it's great having you here, and you've got a topic on your mind that's near and dear to my heart, because I've been helping small business owners get business loans in banks for decades, and I've learned a thing or two about it. And there's something that if small business owners need a lot of help with, and there's a lot of things to touch on, because this is a much more complicated task than it was 20, 30 years ago when you just walked in. I remember a time when I could get a loan at a bank. I'd go into my banker and I would say, hey, I need to borrow $10,000. He would reach into his drawer, pull a drawer out of his desk, literally pull a drawer out and take a 3-sheet paper, you know, we call it
an application.
Yeah, but it's what's that paper? The carbon, pre-carbon paper. That,
right.
What do they call it? NCR paper, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
3 sheets, legal size. He would fill it out with a pen, have me sign it, and I'd give him a deposit slip, and that was it.
Wow.
Things have changed.
Oh yeah, times have changed.
Things
for
have
sure.
changed. So what? One of the things you're working on these days is an angle on helping people understand mistakes to avoid when you're getting a business loan, right?
Yeah, and you know why? Well, listen, we're getting into the final quarter of the year, and sometimes you need some cash to bridge you into next year, and so on. And first of all, one thing that nobody will ever tell you, but as a former banker and vice president for Citibank, I can tell you that this is true: you never apply for a loan when you need the money. Now, that sounds a little counterintuitive, doesn't it?
No, that's exactly right, though.
Okay, but you never apply for a loan in your business or, frankly, even in your personal life when you need the money. You apply for a loan in advance of needing the money. Why? Because if you really need the money, you have to present all of your financials, right, in order to qualify for the loan. And if you're cash strapped, you're not going to look like a good risk.
That's right. That's
right?
Exactly right.
And you're not going to get the best deal. So credit lines, you know, you don't pay much on a credit line. I mean, maybe you pay some sort of a maintenance fee, but if you don't use the money, it's a very, very low cost to you. So it makes perfect sense that the time that you apply for a credit line is when the business is flush with cash, you look like a really great credit risk, you can negotiate the terms often, not always, but often you can. That's when you apply for a loan. So that's the first thing I will tell you. It's sort of like the difference, like pulling the curtain aside so that you can start to think like a banker and not like a business
owner. Well said. Well, I tell you, this is such an important one, Dawn, because at the heart of this is what Dawn's telling you folks is don't think of your banker as a place to get a loan. Think of your banker as your business's best friend. You need to develop, what she means is, develop a relationship with your banker, which includes letting them know what your strengths, your weaknesses are, where you need help, where you're strong, when you're going to need help. And if you've got that kind of relationship with them, you know, they know if you didn't need the money, you wouldn't be asking for it, right? So there's something going on. But if you just show up, if you wait till you need the money, Dawn, it's probably almost not possible for you to act a little bit desperate.
No, and, well, that's right.
And desperate makes bankers scared, and nobody ever had any help out of a scared banker.
right. Now, let's think about this for a quick second, okay? Every business has seasonality, right? There are very, very few businesses that are like clockwork. Every single month, you have very predictable revenues. Very, very infrequently is that the case. So if you look at a lot of businesses, you know, the fourth quarter of the year, there's a rush, especially if you're in retail, right? 80% of your revenues come in the last 2-3 months of the year, which means that your January, February, March months, right, the first quarter of the following year, are kind of soft in terms of revenues and profit generation and cash flow and all of that. So it's not a bad time if you need to bridge that first quarter of the following year to for a loan
when everything
is flush.
And if you don't need it, I've done it many times. If you don't need it, don't use it.
That's right.
Makes you look good. Hold on to that thought. Don Fotopoulos and I will be right back. More things to do or not do when you're applying for a business loan at a bank. Stay with us.
Feeling like I ought to
sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.